KI-4DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCU portion. This being Wednesday night, the RAGCU portion will be postponed while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RAGCU portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. I had quite a number of pre-check-ins tonight. I got W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, N4IEI, Miss Isla in Traveler's Rest. N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry, he's down in Anderson. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's down in Simpsonville. And KI-4LZI, that's Mr. Andy at Table Rock. And KA-5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy, he's over at Taylor's. And W2JKT, that's Eric, and he's in Seneca. And KJ-4HKC, that's John down in Belton. And N4WHM, that's Mr. Bill, and he's in Hartwell, Georgia. And KN4RJN, he's up there at Brown Summit, North Carolina. And AA4RM, that's Mr. Robert over here in Easley. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, he's in Liberty. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark, and his sweet bride, KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. They're down in Simpsonville. Appreciate all y'all fine folks being with us tonight. Thanks for using the pre-check-in function on the repeater. I don't have any Echolink stations up at the moment, so we'll go up to the alphabet, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
Kilo. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. Kilo 4, 10 and 8. My name is Fred, currently mobile and soldier. That's 3Q, Aero Trails on the desk. We can to the next.
U.S. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Shell. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Oscar Lima, Kilo, Stephen and Greer. I'll be negative and negative.
EOS. Gary, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt up here in Edmond. I'll be negative, but I'll stick around for a few minutes to write you, Gary.
4DOS. Please check in and out. K4OSH. Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
A great group of folks this evening is KI-4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4NNH. That's Mr. Fred. He's mobile down there in Pelzer. Appreciate you being here, Fred. And KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband, Rick. KK4DMW. And their daughter, Michelle. KM4MOQ. They're all down in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And KO4 OLK. That's Stephen over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Stephen, did I get your call right?
Got it right. Good job.
Glad you could make it with us tonight, and I'm glad I got your call right. A lot of these new calls, these KO4, I'm not familiar with yet, but we're making it. I also like to say good evening to K4OIM. That's Mr. Walt. He's over there at Lake Bowen in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat. He's down in Malden. And KI4MLN, that's Mr. Al. He's also down in Malden, and he gave me a message on my cell phone. So we got Al in the log. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next group, which is the Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS, please check in and out, Kilo Oscar 4, India Sierra Golf, Kilo 4, ISG, Tony, out of Gastonia, and y'all have a good net, 73s, God bless.
KI4DOS, please check in N4RLS. N4RLX, sorry. Pilot and cross anchor, November 4, Romeo Lima X-ray. Thank you, 73 to everyone.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4ISG, Master Danny up there in Gastonia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Danny. And N4RLX, that's Mr. Pilot down there in cross anchor. That must be a new call, Pilot. Congratulations on your new call.
New call is just new to me being able to say it coherently.
I understand that completely, Pilot. People have asked me quite often why I don't change my call sign, and I said, well, number one, I probably couldn't remember it, and number two, nobody would know who I was. But we appreciate you being with us. Do we have additional stations? Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
OS. Check in, Bob, K4RHF, Kilo 4 Romeo Hotel Foxtrot. I'm in Taylor's. I'll be negative tonight. Thanks for hosting the net. Tell everybody 73 for me.
Like to say good evening. K4RHF, Mr. Bob over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bob. Bob spells his name little B, O, big B, just to be different. Bob, how's your wife doing? She doing okay?
She had her knee surgery last fall, but she's actually about July, August last year. She's just chipper with it now. She's doing real good. And we got the COVID thing back in October, but she got over that real good, too. So everybody's doing real good around here, actually. Thanks for asking, and y'all have a good one. We'll see you.
Okay, buddy. Well, I remembered she had knee surgery, and I wanted to make sure she was doing okay. And I'm glad y'all got over the COVID, and everything's good at your place. Thanks for being with us tonight, Bob. Let's see here. Let's move on up to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Lonely group. I know there's somebody out there with a suffix that their call starts with Uniform Through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. I wasn't paying quite close enough attention there. Sorry about that. This is Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, Miss Joy, and everyone on the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. You take care. Got the first Echo Link station up now. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening. Hello. Hey, Gary, if you will check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself and all the net. No traffic and no queue. Do say hello to Miss Joy for us, Gary. And good evening to yourself and all the good evening to yourself and all the net. No traffic, no queue. KA4PQA.
And I would like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well, and I will relay your message to Joy. Going back to the alphabet, uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the start of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2 BYQ David and Easley. No traffic, no comment. 73 to you and everybody on the net tonight.
KI4 DOS. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4 DJW Dave and Greer. Negative, negative. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello.
DOS. Gary, say hello to Miss Joy. Hello to the net. This is Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Golf, a.k.a. Easley, negative, negative.
This is KI4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KB2BYQ, my neighbor David over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave. He's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And W4AKG, another neighbor of mine, Mr. AK. Appreciate you being with us tonight, AK. Tell Miss Teresa we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Kilo, Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel. KM4 BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
And I would like to say good evening. KM4 BLH. Mr. Kurt over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4 DOS.
KI4DOS, this is KO4QAB, Chris Williams in Powhatan, Virginia. I'll be negative and negative.
And never like to say good evening. KO4QAB, Mr. Chris up there in Powhatan, Virginia. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Recheck, go ahead.
Quick contact, W4FC. May I just say hello to Christopher?
Go ahead.
Hey, congratulations, Christopher, getting your license. Good job, buddy. W4 Fox Charlie Mike. Fred GR.
Well, you're welcome, Fred. I got your text message about that. I was going to see if you were still around, see if you and Chris could get together so you could tell him congratulations. And again, Chris, up there in Virginia, congratulations on your call, and I hope you come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night. All righty, let's see here. Where am I? Let's move up to the Echo Zoo Hotel, Group E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. Patrick up in Penrose, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
4DOS. In Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina, negative and negative night, Gary, thanks.
For DOS, 4 Echo
November Delta. Nice, buddy. I'm in Taylor. Hello, Gary. Have a right on in. Hello, Joey. I said hello.
Four DOS. Before Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Gene and Taylor. It's negative and negative. Over.
KI-4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Enjoyed the QSO the other day. Hope you were doing well. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And KA4END, that's Mr. Buddy over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, buddy. Tell Pat and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene. He's also in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Hope you're doing good. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and send 73s for each one of you.
DOS. Hope you and Miss Joy both are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Joy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
OS. OS. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. It's Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and 73 to everybody on the net.
OS. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Lima Alpha Oscar, KO4LAO, Jim and Traveler's Rest. No traffic, no comment. 73 to all. Have a great evening.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. Mr. James up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's a little further north up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Mr. Gelder doing well. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. And KO4LAO, that's Mr. Jim. He's in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in the other room. She was reading when I came in here. So I guess she's still reading her book. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Whip to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. In Whiskey 4, Mike Hotel Echo, W4NHE. That's Melvin up here in Eddyville, and also my bride, KZ4PAM. That's Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike. And we're negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net.
4 DOS. Zulu Hotel Papa, East Club. Negative and negative. Check me in now. See you in Wayne.
DOS. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Pat in Western Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. 73U10 on the net and tell Miss Joy I said hello.
KI4DOS. Hey, Jeremy. Check in WB4MOU. Rod and Pickett. No traffic, no table.
DOS. Check in and out, KI4, ZLW Randy, KJ4, CRL Linda, in Asheville.
DOS. Check in
in Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris in Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all in net.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to W4MHE. That's Mr. Melvin up there in Edneyville. And KZ4PAM. That's his sweet bride. Melvin, give me your wife's name again. I missed it.
Her name is Pam. QSL.
Oh, you got it there, young man. Appreciate that. And I don't know why I missed it. that was a new call for me, and I was writing it down, and for some reason, I just missed her name. But tell Miss Pam we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well up there. Also, I'd like to say good evening to KE4ZHF, Mr. Keith, up there in Columbus, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. And WG4MC, Mr. Matt, over there in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. And WB4MOU, Mr. Ron, over there at Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ron. And KI4VLW, that's Mr. Randy and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello and hope to see y'all up there at Asheville Ham Fest up there at the Waynesville Fairgrounds. Also, like to say good evening to WN4S, Mr. Chris over there in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Like we got most everybody for the time being, this is KI4DOS now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, and then we'll go on to the rag queue, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. The first item we got up on the swap net book is for sale. It's a 10-tech 2 and 6-meter combo. This transceiver, you get the transceiver, a power supply, and a microphone, and he would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any feels? Next item up is for sale. It's an Elenco DM330MV. That's a 32-amp switching power supply, and he would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any feels? Them up is for sale. It's a Radio Shack 10-amp 13.8-volt DC power supply. It would like $125 for it. Does anyone need any fees? Next item up is for sale. It's a TE Systems 0552 6-meter amplifier, 375 watts out, and it would like $450 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, can you give me the contact information on that?
KJ4WMO. Mr. Mike has that. That's Kilo Juliet 4 Whiskey Mike Oscar. You can call him or send him a text message at 864-915-2258. Copy.
Copy all. Tell me the brand name and the wattage again.
E Systems, Tango Echo Systems 0552. That's a 6-meter amplifier, 375 watts out.
Thank you much. KO4LEO.
Okay, Jim. Hope you and Mike can get together on that. Now, while we got a break here, do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in. This is Kilo Victor 4, Nat Charlie. It's Gabriel and Greenville. I will be listening for the duration.
And I would like to say good evening to KV4NC, Mr. Gabriel over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. Tell Veronica and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope y'all all are doing well. It's KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up we got on the swap net book is for sale. It's a Dentron MLA2500. That's an HF amplifier. They would like $800 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an M-squared 7-element 6-meter beam antenna. This beam has a 30-foot boom on it, and he would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC2100H. That's a 2-meter transceiver. He would like $70 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an Astron RS20A. That's a 20-amp power supply. That's a linear power supply. He would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an Astron RS7A. That's a 7-amp power supply. He would like $40 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Bridgecom Anytone 878 Plus HT. That's a handy talkie. It has the Bluetooth capabilities, APRS. It is dual band. It'll even cover the DMR, or it is a DMR radio. And he would like $250 for it. See what he feels. Going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book this evening. Appreciate all these fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that have items listed, I'll continue to run those for a few weeks when you sell or find the items you got on the list here. If you don't mind, let me know. That way I can keep my book straight. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS. The only rag chewer I got tonight's Mr. Walt, K4OIM, up there at Lake Bowen in Inman. Walt, what have you been up to tonight there, young man?
One of them days. I had a funeral to go to today. I should apologize to Mark and everybody on the net for last night about I kind of made a mess of the net. I shouldn't have even been calling the net. I had a lot on my mind about the funeral day, and I couldn't remember nobody's call. I couldn't remember their name. About the only one I did get right was James up there at Tuxedo and Miss Lorena, Rick, Michelle, and of course yours and Joyce. But I was proud of my FT950 I'd bought. That thing got all the bells and whistles in it. And the antenna tuner, it would tune that five-band fan dipole up down to a one-to-one on every band. And it got to going to where the SWR was going up and up and up, and finally it wasn't tuned on nothing but the lower CW portion of the 8-meter band. So I put my MFJ automatic antenna tuner in line with it, and it tuned it good for about a week, and then it just quit tuning. And I went out there, I believe it was Saturday. And boy, I hated to drop that thing out of that tree. I've got it up there about 55, 60 feet. I got it down, and when I went to take the coax loose, I got my shirt sleeve full of water. I don't know how in the world water got into that thing. Because it's got the rubber cap on the bottom, it's got the coax connector on it, and the cap on top, it's got both caps, the one on bottom and the one on top, have got four rubber O-rings in it. But that can was slammed full of water, And that torque transformer in there, it is cooked. That's been a good antenna, though, and I called DX Engineering, and I'm supposed to have another in here Monday. So I've been off of HF for about a week now.
I'm sorry you've had a rough couple of days. I understand that completely. Jed, your mind was elsewhere yesterday, but you did a good job calling the net. Don't apologize for that. You did a good job. And, you know, we all have these days where we can't remember call signs and names and all this. I know I have in the past. Still do sometimes. Call those senior moments. But I tell people my forgetter's working better that way. But I'm glad you got that past you now, and you can continue on and start thinking about other things again. Funerals are always hard to go to, but, you know, we don't go for the departed, Walt. We go for the ones that are still here. And that's the main reason we go to those. But I know it was tough on you there, buddy. As far as that antenna goes, well, I'm sorry that that ballon filled up with water the way it did. I've got several homemade ballons that I've made for myself. And I had one up, and I took it down, and it had water in it. You could shake it and hear the water in it. And I said, what in the world? And these are Air Corps ballons. So I took them apart and redid them and drilled me a couple of holes down there in the bottom of the thing. And these were put in PVC pipe. And I said, I don't know how in the world water got in those. Because I sealed around the screws that come through the sides, and the top sealed and the bottom sealed. And I sealed the SO239 connector on there and all of that. And but they got water in them, and it was condensation, I think, more than anything else. But I drilled me a couple of holes in the bottom of them, and I haven't had any more trouble out of it. Even with all the rain that we had and everything else, everything's continued to work properly. But I know you hated to take that down after getting it up so good in the air. But maybe you still got your ropes up there, and all you'll have to do is tie the ends on to that new antenna and pull it back up in the air, and everything can go back to working. At least I hope it does.
Was down, I had a 20-meter double bazooka out here that I was wanting to get up. So I went ahead and pulled it up in the tree. But I didn't have enough rope to stretch it out flat top. And I didn't even have enough rope to get a 45-degree angle on it for an inverted V. It's more like about a 10-degree angle. It ain't working worth a crap. So I guess I'm going to have to go back up the wire, man. And I was just up there last month. I might have to go back up there and get me another roll at least 500 feet of paracord.
And I blame you for that. I still got a little bit of that paracord. I got the 3/8 or 5/16. I don't know what it is. It's good size. But it's not that little bitty stuff. I had the antennas up with the little stuff, but they kept breaking. So I went with the bigger stuff and hadn't had any problems with it. But I tell you, the winds we've had here on top of the hill, I've been out there watching my antenna. I watched that, I got up a super loop, we call it. It's just a delta loop antenna. And the ballon on it, I've watched it bounce, and it probably bounced. It'd come down, probably 5 to 8 feet down and then go back up that high in the other direction. So them trees, if they get to going opposite, boy, that thing, you'd think it was on a part of a bow and arrow or a slingshot or something.
and up in Landrum, I had a G5 RV up, and I had a pulley on one end, and I had one of those tanks that R12 refrigerant comes in. I had that thing on the rope going up to the pulley, and we had a storm up there, and I seen that big heavy tank going as high as 15 or 20 feet up in the air, almost up to the pulley. But I've got a counterweight on all of mine now. Well, I ain't got nothing else up now. But I'm gonna move that double bazooka and run it east and west, because I had the Van Dipole going north and south. And this time I just got a 80-40 meter Van Dipole, because I've got everything here to get that set of beams up on the house. And I got two nephews, big old stout boys, that they gonna come up here and put the tripod on top of the house and put that thing up for me. They told me all I had to do is stand on the ground and tell them where to put the eye bolts for the guy wires.
Well, like that, Walt, no doubt. But if you go put it on the roof, make sure that they cover the... The last time I put a tripod on the roof, I put some of that roofing tar underneath the foot pads and let it drizzle down in the hole where I drilled a hole for the eye bolts to go down in. They were just little starter holes, of course. But then when I got through, I covered everything up there with roofing tar, so that I didn't want them shingles leaking and it dripping down there on the sheetrock and dropping the ceiling down on my head. But just make sure they cover that real good. But I tell you what, you can't beat a deal like that when you can stand on the ground and say, I want it right there, and put it right there, and then I want you to stretch this guy wire over here and over here. That's the way to do it there, buddy.
You know, looking at that rotator I got from Herb up there at Shelby last month, I've got it mounted on the tripod out here ready to go up. But yeah, I've got a can of that roofing tar, and I've got about, I don't know if you know what it is, but back when I was working, when I was laying pipe, like concrete pipe, they got this, they call it black mastic. It's like a rope, and it's rolled up, and it's got paper on one side to keep it from sticking together. If that stuff ever touches, especially in the summertime, you can't get it apart. I'm going to put that around the pads on it before they screw it down. And, yeah, I'm going to put some of that roofing tar down in the holes and then cover the whole thing, the pads and all, with it. Because this roof on this house, my grandson, said it hadn't been on here but 1 year. And my daughter, I'd have to get out of ham radio if that roof started leaking.
Oh, my goodness, I understand that completely. But, no, it sounds like you got it, got everything lined up and got the stuff you need. I'm familiar with that mastic stuff. Well, I tell you what, that's some nasty stuff. Once it gets on you, it's hard to get off, too. But it does stick, ain't no doubt about that. But I'm sure that they'll take good care of you and won't make too big a mess up on your roof, and it won't leak when they get through with it. But I'm sure you'll be happy to get all that done and get your beams up there. And I know I was when I got mine up here at the house. And I went ahead and put me a tower here next to the house and put it on a tilt-over base so I don't have to climb it. My sweet bride don't want me climbing much anymore. She said I was getting too old. I said, speak for yourself.
My brother, their daddy, had a fit the other day when he found out I was on a ladder out here cleaning the gutters out. But I knew how far I could go. The upper end of the house, I could reach the gutter off of a little 6 foot A-frame ladder, but down here on the lower end, I had to have an extension ladder, and I stopped there. And I waited till my daughter got home, and she said, "No, Daddy, I ain't holding no ladder. You hold the ladder, and I'll go up and clean the gutter." And the way she covered me up in leaves and dirt, I don't think she was too happy about doing it, Gary.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with K4OIM. Mr. Walt, well, I tell you what, Walt, she might have known that she would have gotten covered up with them leaves. It might have been she might not have liked climbing the ladder and cleaning the gutters out, but she didn't want to get the leaves thrown on top of her. That might have been what it was.
How long the gutters had been before they were cleaned out? I'd been walking out here in the woods behind the house trying to find me a good mess of poke salad. And she was up there and said, "Daddy, you've been hunting everywhere for poke salad. It's growing out of the gutters up here."
Well, poke salad, not trees.
A few little oak trees. Sprouts coming up out of it. But the roof on the house ain't that steep. It's just this lower end is, I don't know, the lower end is probably close to 20 feet off the ground, because I can go under the crawl space down here and stand up. And you know I'm 6'3", and I can stand underneath the house under there. I got plenty of storage space now up here. Well, Gary, I'm going to go ahead and sign and let you see if anybody else is wanting to check in. It's been good chatting with you, Gary. K4OIM, this is K-O. I messed up there. K-I-4-D-O-S. It's K-4-O-I-M. 7-3's, Gary. I'll be clear on your final.
Don't worry about it. The only call sign you really need to know is yours. But you take care. Enjoy talking with you. And I'm glad you got all that bad stuff behind you now, and get your new antenna coming in next week, and get it up there and get back on the HF side. But you take care in the meantime, and stay on the ground. Let them younger fellers get up there and do their thing. As far as climbing goes, Walt, I'd much rather climb 400 feet than I had 20 feet. People look at me like I'm crazy, and I say, "Well, if I fall from 20 feet, I'm liable to get hurt bad. If I fall from 400 feet, I ain't going to be around here no more." So, I just soon go on up. But I try not to do much climbing anymore, trying to stay on the ground. But you take care. Good talking with you, and we'll talk to you again later. 73 there, young man. If we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Enjoyed your net tonight, and especially your conversation with Walter. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Do hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK, Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And Larry, I just got through reading a book, and it was about the watchmaker's apprentice. And I was reading that book, and I got thinking about you and the way you like to look at watches and what you did in the jewelry industry.
You'll have to tell me the title of that book, Gary. KI4DOS, KK4JBQ. I do hope if you're interested in that, let me tell you, there's some really, really fine, well, it's entertainment for those who have never been inside a watch, I suppose. But it reminded me of some things, you know, in a nice way, not some things that that occur to you as you break into a watch. The first one I looked at, I've looked at many, I suppose, since then, but the first one I looked at was on a Rolex. So if you just go to the YouTube place and type in Rolex repair, and it is highly entertaining. It still amazes me that once upon a time I did that and enjoyed it, and I don't do it anymore. My eyesight's gone a little bad on me, and I couldn't really trust a close vision like that any longer. Thank you, Gary. Thank you for everything you do. KK4JPQ.
Alrighty, Larry. Well, like I said, I saw that and was reading that book, and I got to thinking about you, and I says, you know, the way that man loves to look inside of a watch. I've got my grandfather's pocket watch that belonged to my mother's daddy. My grandfather on my mother's side. I'd love to show you that one of these days, that you look at it. My grandfather was deaf, and he wound that watch at the same time every night and slept with it under his pillow. I don't know if he could hear the ticking or or what, but if it's in a glass case now, and if I wind that thing up, I hadn't wound it in a number of years, but I used to keep it wound, but it would sway back and forth on the little hook that it's hanging on, and that ticking would keep me awake at night there for a while. Until I got used to it, and then I couldn't go to sleep without it. It seemed like, but I think I'll have to get that thing out and wind it up again.
Tail, yeah, and I understand what you mean by hearing something in the background, and eventually you come to look for it or something. It's a subconscious thing, I think. I sleep with a little noise machine at night. It's helped a lot. You'll get interrupted in your sleep if we have cats in the house, and they'll be banging around on something, and they're nocturnal creatures, you know. And if it's something that I hear and I haven't heard it, it's irregular, I would say, then I'll wake up from a deep sleep. I really will. So this little noise machine, it's electronic. It simulates a lot of different natural sounds, like running water and rain and crickets, I guess. But my parents used to sleep with an old Singer fan, little tabletop type fan. They put a paper bag over it. They did that for decades. And I never understood why. And, of course, it was because the kids would be making, unavoidable sounds that children make. They didn't want to be disturbed by that. So they had a droning kind of sound as they slept. Wind up your watch. See if it still runs. If it doesn't, there's still people that work on them. And you can have that thing running for yourself. And ticking for you as well. Great to talk with you, Gary. KK4JPQ.
Well, you take care. I can just imagine that little old oscillating fan with a bag over it. Oh, that's amazing. You know, that's a pretty inventive thing to do. But, you know, there again, your parents wanted to sleep and without the noise of the children, and that's a pretty good way to do it. I hadn't thought about that. Anyway, Larry, you and Donna have a good evening. Y'all take care. Good talking with you, and we'll do it again here one day soon. But in the meantime, y'all take care and stay safe. Do we have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. This is Kilo November 4, Victor Yankee Allen, KN4VVY. I'm mobile in Malden. No traffic, no comments.
Got 4, DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf. That's KN4UBG. Be Kevin. I'll be over here in Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is you and everybody on the net. And I'm on Echo Link.
Check in and out. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Alpha Romeo. KO4GAR, David Clover, South Carolina.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KN4VVY, Mr. Allen, mobile down there around Malden tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. You be careful out there on the mobile. And KN4UBG, Mr. Kevin, he's down in Fountain Inn on Echo Link tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. And KO4GAR, Mr. David up in Clover. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Going about wrap it up tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks out there at Radio Land that make the net. Us net controllers wouldn't have anybody to talk to or anything to do if y'all didn't check in. But y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. Give him a good dose of writer's crap. Y'all have a safe evening, and I'm going to put the net report into the computer and send it to the repeater and let it do its thing. Folks, we had a grand total of 58 tonight. Good net. Appreciate each and every one of you out there. Again, y'all come back again tomorrow night. Give Mr. Matt a good dose of writer's crap. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks we have checked in tonight. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.